research. What you may not also realize is that the advertisements on the right side of that results page are also tailored specifically for you. Based upon your search, Google sends its spiders out to find any advertisers who sell a product or service that matches well with your needs. These advertisers have signed up for the AdWords service. They pay Google each time someone clicks on their ad from Google. The price that advertiser pays depends on the current value of that keyword. If you searched for a popular keyword that is high in demand, then that advertiser will pay top dollar when you click on their ad. The price is based on a bidding setting between advertisers. So advertisers bid a price they are willing to pay to get you to visit their website. Advertisers who use AdWords may also get their ads displayed on a few other search engines who are partners with Google. Another common system to use is Google's Content Network, which is also known as Google AdSense. AdSense ads are the same AdWords ads, but they appear on many different websites. Website owners, aka publishers or webmasters, can sign up for free to have ads matched up with the content on their website, based on keyword matches. Each time someone clicks on an ad from a content site, the website owner is paid a portion of the bid price and Google pockets the rest. More and more, advertisers are choosing to advertise with Google AdWords. This method of advertising is most often referred to as PPC or pay-per-click advertising. There are other related pay models that include CPM, cost per 1,000 impressions, pay-per-sale, and pay-per-lead. Getting started with Google AdWords. More and more, advertisers are turning to Google AdWords as a large player in their internet marketing strategies, and for good reason. It is fairly simple to use. Google provides clear tracking and tools to determine your success, and ads are targeted to specific users. Here is a starting guide to getting your feet wet with Google AdWords. First, you will need to set a daily and weekly budget for your AdWords campaign. This is very important so that you stay within your means. It is easy to go overboard and get excited about bidding on top keywords for your market. You want to be on top of your competition, but you must also carefully consider what position will do for your bottom line. Calculate the difference between being in the number one, number two, and number three positions will do for your business. For example, you might make the same amount of profit in the first and second position, but the being in the third position becomes detrimental to your sales. After you've decided on a budget, create several ad groups, each with a keyword. Keep your AdWords campaign separate and organized. This way, you will be able to determine what is working best and what is performing poorly so you can make the most of your budget. Be sure to stop and remove all creatives or keywords that are not performing after giving them a fair chance. Be sure to set your ad serving to rotate so that you can test different creatives to determine which works best for you. Remember to always test your creatives for optimum performance. Using numbers in your ads has been known to attract attention. Also, using dynamic titles and geo-targeting will help give the user the feeling of your ad being tailored just for them. Send traffic directly to specific web pages instead of a generic page such as your homepage. Users want to find what they're looking for right off the bat. If it's not on the first page they land on, so-called the landing page, then they will leave your site. Understand that your click-through rate depends on many different factors. The best way to arrive at success is to try, track, and test your AdWords creatives to see what works for you. Understanding different types of targeting for AdWords.